Always remember. Oh, Jesus. Always, always, always remember. Oh, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Always remember. Oh, Jesus. You should always remember. Always keep him on your I never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. Would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can't say I never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. Come on, everybody, join in with me. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I am stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. As I look back over all you brought me through, I can see with you, you were the one I held on to. Said I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Say these words. Say, say I made it. 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 Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
No, I never would have made it.
Never would have made it without you.
Come on, if you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, let's just say it one more time. Say, say I never could have made it.
Never would have.
Come on, everybody at the top of your lungs, say, I never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never would have made it.
That's it. Before we move on, be grateful that you're stronger. You're not wiser. You're better. You're so much better. Now look back at yourself and say, I made it. Look at your past and say, oh, I made it. Just follow me one time. Say, say, I'm stronger.
I'm stronger.
I'm wiser. I made it. Come on and give God a hand.
Is anybody glad that you made it? You know you didn't make it in and of yourself. But because of the goodness, the mercies of God, you can stand today and say, thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. Thank God I made it. I didn't make it by myself. But it was God that brought me through. Thank God.
Thank you.
pray. Father God, we thank you to be able to give back, dear Lord. Bless these givings, dear Lord, for the upkeep of your building, dear Lord. Bless those who gave and bless those who had not to give. In Jesus' name we pray.
I come to the garden alone, Lord.
Yeah.
While the dew still on the roses. And the voice that I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. With me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy as we tell, Lord, there none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice, oh, is so sweet, the birds stop singing, but the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. Oh, he walks with me, Lord, he talks with me. He tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tell, Lord, there none other has ever known. Oh, yeah. Amen. Let church say amen. What a wonderful time of praise and worship with our choir we've had this morning, with the wonderful prayers and the exaltations to the Lord that we have had in this place this morning. The Lord is in this place, and I'm thankful. What wonderful and melodious music coming from Lewis and our musicians this morning. We're so thankful to God. I sit in awe at the music, the choir, the prayers. I just sat in awe at how blessed I was and how the worship went forth. And if you didn't get it, amen, I wouldn't take a chance on waiting on the preacher to get mine. I'd get mine as fast as I could. Amen. I wouldn't wait. Amen. I'm so excited. I prayed and asked God for what to say as we get ready to go into Harvest Week. We had a wonderful leadership meeting. And in the leadership meeting, so many of us, so many of you were giving titles and themes. And so happy and grateful to Sister Catherine Shields for capturing our theme, Reaping the Harvest, that God promised, which will be the message for next week. But I wanted to get us ready for the harvest as much as I possibly could. And the Lord has sent me to, kept me in the book of Matthew. We've been there for some time. Today I'd like to go to the 13th chapter of Matthew. And I'd like to look at verse 24. And read a few of the following verses. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Will y'all read with me, please? But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appears the tares also. Read with me. We'll read together here. But when the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. I won't talk about just what we read today, the wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares. Today is my daughter's birthday, and she's 27 years old today, and she called me. I called her earlier today to wish her a happy birthday, and she just thought it was just remarkable. You know, children think that when you're 50 that you're just antique old. Dad, I'm surprised you remembered my birthday at your age. I said, yes, daughter, even at this age, I remember your birthday. But I also remember her birthday because on the day she was born, I was also called to pastor my third church in Memphis, which was also 27 years ago
today. So I celebrate a birthday, but I also celebrate my third call to the church in Memphis. And it was then, in those days, that I preached from this text, the wheat and the tares, and have not visited this text in over 27 years. But in going back to this text, I remembered that this is a very simple passage. This is one of the most simple passages of scripture that you will find in the Bible, but it carries with it one of the most profound truths that you'll ever find. The kingdom of heaven is likened. It's metaphorical. Jesus is using something that we can understand to explain something that we otherwise could not understand. He's dealing with a society way that focuses largely on agriculturalism for economic empowerment, meaning that if you did not raise a garden, if you didn't plow, if you didn't raise food, if you didn't harvest, then you didn't have any income. In the days of Jesus, it was more about raising a crop than it was about how much money you had. Not how much money do you have, but how large is your crop. Once a man got a crop, then he could barter the crop in exchange for whatever he needed, for whatever he wanted. He could use his crop to get what he wanted. Crops were valuable. And if you didn't grow a good crop, you couldn't eat. But also, if you didn't grow a good crop, you couldn't trade. You couldn't barter. You couldn't get the things that you want. So the text is about sowing, but the text is also about reaping. It's about seed time, but it's also about harvest time. And you know, people will shout all over you about harvest time. Everybody shouts when it's time to get, but nobody shouts over seed time. You're coming into your season. Everybody likes to be prophesied to and told that you're coming into your season. Everybody likes to hear this is your season. And yeah, this was one of the first themes that came out when we discussed the idea of a theme for harvest. We're reaping the harvest that God promised, because all of us want to reap. But not all of us want to sow. And if you don't sow, you don't reap. I mean, it's like, it's real simple. Didn't I tell you how simple this is? It's like making deposits in the bank. Everybody likes to go and withdraw. But everybody don't like making deposits. And if you make no deposits, Manuska, you get no withdrawals. And so it's about reaping, but reaping is hard work and sowing is hard work. And so this whole text, this whole idea of Harvest Week is really not about just reaping and sowing, but it's working and working. It's working and working. In order to get one, you got to do the other. Work slips past the mind of people. Church people believe in magic. Church people believe that if you sow a seed, or if you give an offering, or if you just show up at church, that God is going to bless you and that you're going to reap. And that's true. But you don't just sow to get a harvest. You work to get a harvest. You got to work to sow. You've got to also work in order to reap. You can't reap without sowing. God can pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. But before he pours out the blessing that you don't have room enough to receive, God wants to see how much work are you really willing to do. I mean, I want a new house. I want a new car. I want new clothes. I want a new this and I want a new that. All of that's the harvest. And God does not mind giving you the desires of your heart. Because God has 10,000 blessings with your name on them. And have you ever wondered, why am I not getting all that God has for me? Maybe you're looking for the harvest before you do any sowing. I mean, he can pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive, but God can pour out an opportunity that you don't have character enough to receive. And so God says, I can't pour this blessing out yet because you're not ready for it. I can't give you this yet. I can't give you that house. I can't give you that man. I can't give you that woman. I can't give you that healing because your character is not ready for your harvest. God is saying, I need you to do a little work. I mean, the Bible tells us to work while it's day, night comes, and no man can work. It tells us to work out our own soul salvation. God is saying, I want to give it. I want to give you what you want. I mean, doesn't the Bible talk about giving us the desires of our heart? Doesn't the Bible say, ask and it shall be given? Doesn't the Bible say, seek and you shall find? Doesn't the Bible say, knock and doors will be opened? But can't we all say there are still some doors closed? Can't we all say we are still knocking and some doors are not opening? We are still seeking and there's some stuff that we haven't found. We're still asking and there are some prayers that have not been answered because God says, I can't give you opportunities that your character cannot receive. God isn't blessing me, somebody say. You're missing the blessing because we don't run to catch what God is releasing in the atmosphere for all of us. I'm trying to tell you today that God has blessings, for God never runs short. Lewis, you might need to hit me right there because that's a praise piece right there. I say God never runs short. He never runs short of healing. He never runs short on mercy. He never runs short on love. He never runs short on joy. He never runs short on money. He never runs short. Come here, because y'all ain't with me today. Listen, when you serve a God that never runs out, I may have to shout by myself today because I know where I'm going with this. I may have to just shout by myself with this. I say, when you serve a God that never runs out, and I don't even have time to talk about what he does not run out of. All I can tell you is whatever you need, God's got it. And whatever you need, he got so much until he never runs out. And so it's something to be said about giving and receiving. It's something to be said about sowing and reaping. It's something to be said about working with joy. The strength of the crop controls the net worth of the holder. I mean, a certain man, look at this text, it said a certain man sowed good seed. Can I ask y'all a question? What kind of seed did he sow? If you don't like the harvest that you're reaping, look at the seed that you're sowing. Certain man sowed good seed. But that ain't all the text said. Where did he sow the seed? It says here that a certain man, I ain't make this up, it's just harvest time. A certain man sowed good seed on good ground. Now, if you don't understand this part in your life, then you won't understand why the enemy ever comes in your life. Can I read a little more of this text? It says, a certain man sowed good seed on good ground. I wish it was on the screen. I wish it was on the screen. But while he slept, somebody always wondering, what did I do? How did I get here? What did I do to be in this place? What did I do to be in this predicament? What did I do to be in this circumstance? A good man, certain man sold a good seed, and he sold it on good soil. But while he slept, now you can't sin while you sleep. You can't hurt nobody while you sleep. You can't mistreat nobody while you sleep. You can't lie on nobody while you sleep. What happens while he was sleeping? Read the text. It says, while he slept, the enemy came and sowed tares amongst the wheat. Now, if you don't understand this part in your life, then you won't understand why the enemy comes in your life. Now, I know I'm talking to people in here. I can look at you. You got to be the best looking congregation in this city. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at how well you look, how nice your hair is, how nice your clothes match. I'm looking at you. But you don't look good enough for me to know that you haven't had some enemy and some trouble in your life. They don't sell enough mascara to cover up the troubles that you've had in your life. That's why I stopped painting my mustache and I stopped painting my beard, because you are what you are. And a lot of us are trying to hide the pain that we have by putting mascara on our face. If you don't understand this part, while he slept, the enemy came and threw confusion in his life. You got to understand that the man know. Now look, he sold tares in the midst of the wheat. Come here. The man knows the integrity of the seed, because the text says he sold good seed. I mean, the man knew that the seed was good. The seed is so good. I need somebody to say, so good. The seed is so good, until the enemy looked and said, if I don't do something. Y'all come here. Somebody been doing well in your life, and the enemy looks at you and say, the seed that you sowed is so good that if I don't do something, you're going to get that promotion on your job. If I don't do something, you're going to get that raise. If I don't do something, that house that you got up for sale is going to sell. If I don't do something, you're going to get healed. You're going to get delivered. You're going to get set free. If I don't do something, you're going to get well. If I don't do something, the value of the kingdom, your value in the kingdom is going to increase if I don't do something. I mean, you sowed your seed, you said your prayers, you forgave the ones that you needed to forgive, you forgot about the stuff that happened to you wrong in your life, you went before the Lord in thanksgiving and in praise. And the devil looked at your life and said, look at the seed that he's sowing. Look at the good seed that he's sowing on good ground. And if I don't do something, I mean, you're going to break out into praise and somebody is going to get saved. If I don't do something, somebody is going to break out in a testimony and somebody else is going to get set free. Seed is so good and the ground is good. Notice that the enemy comes in and sows, the Bible says, tares among the wheat. A tare is a weed, come here, that looks like wheat. Stop getting blown out of the game because it's some tares in your life. Every time the enemy shows up, you ready to quit. Every time the enemy shows up, you ready to stop. And the Bible says you've sown good seed on good ground, and while you're worshiping and while you're asleep, the enemy comes in. Every time the thief shows up, you do know why he comes, don't you? Well, if you don't know why he comes, come go with me to John chapter 10, verse 10, which tells us tonight, today, that the thief comes only to steal. The thief comes only to kill. The thief comes only to destroy. Now listen, listen. Listen, does news get any worse than that, Brother Ruffin? He says, the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. That's what the enemy comes for, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's as bad of news as you can ever get. That the enemy comes to kill, the enemy comes to destroy, and the enemy comes to steal. But you got to read the rest of the verse. And some of us give up because we don't read the whole verse. He says, but I have come. Right there, Lord, just hit me one more time. I have come that you might have life. Now, if you think that's something to shout about, read a little more. He says, the enemy come to kill. The enemy come to steal. The enemy come to destroy. But I have come that you might have life. Now, that's as good a news as you can get. But it ain't the best news. You got to read on to get the best news. He says, and I have come that you might have life abundantly. In other words, you ought to have a lot of joy. You ought to have a lot of hope. You ought to have a lot of faith. You ought to have a lot of self-esteem. You ought to have a lot of praise. You ought to have a lot of worship, because I have come that you might have life. And while he slept, the enemy came. You wonder what happened to your joy while you slept. You wonder what happened. I'm talking to some folk who just wonder, what happened to my joy? What happened to my smile? What happened to my laughter? What happened to my willingness to participate? What happened to my enthusiasm? What happened, come here, to my ability to shake it off? I'm talking to some folk, when folk used to talk about you, you used to could shake it off. Like water on a duck's back. But something happened along the way, and now everybody that talks about you, it makes you cry. It breaks your heart. It causes you not to be able to sleep. What happened to your song? What happened to your prayer? What happened to your praise? What happened to your dance? Come in, listen to me. What happened to your music? I'm talking to some folk who used to say, up above my head. Oh, I wish I was in the South now. I feel like preaching now. I'm talking to some folk who used to say, up above my head, I hear music in the air. Come here. But now, you can't hear music no more. Certain man sowed good seed on the ground, but while he slept, the enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat. Notice with me right quick, notice the sowing. What a spiteful act of malice. The enemy had nothing to gain except to plant tares around the wheat. The enemy couldn't stop the wheat from being wheat. You can't stop wheat from being wheat. The seed was good. The crown was good. Can't stop wheat from being wheat. He can't fight the wheat. It was wheat when it went in the ground. It was wheat when it came up. If you cut it, it's wheat. If you cook it, it's wheat. If you boil it, it's wheat. If you bury it, it's wheat. If you burn it, it's wheat. Wheat is wheat. Come here. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you're God's, when times are good, then you're God's when times are bad. You're God's in the rain. You're God's in the sunshine. You're God's when it's cold. You're God's in the heat. You're God's. You're God's when you're employed. But if you're God's when you're employed, then you're God's when you're unemployed. If you're God's when you're well, then you're God's when you're sick. Come here, come here. If you're God's when you're driving your new car, then you're God's when you're walking. You're God's when you're catching the bus. I gotta leave, I gotta leave. You know why? It's in the seed. And the DNA is in the seed. Y'all know what? Rashad is my son. Can I get a witness there? I say Rashad Bernard Brumaire Harvey is my son. If he makes an A, he's my son with an A. If he makes an F, he's my son with an F. If he's a good boy, he's my good son. If he's a bad boy, he's my bad son. If he's a mischievous boy, he's my mischievous son. If he gets locked up in jail, he's my jailhouse son. If he's shouting in the church, he's my church house son. If you take him and kidnap him, he's my kidnap son. If he's alive, he's my alive son. If you kill him, he's my dead son. But what I'm trying to tell you, he's my son. He's my son. Not because of what he's wearing. He's my son, not because of how tall he is or what color he is or the shoes on his feet. He's my son because of my seed. He's my son because of the blood. So it is, my brothers and sisters. I don't care what the enemy plants around you. You still God's child. Can you tell your neighbor, I'm still God's child? I've had some good days. Who am I? I'm gone now. Y'all ain't with this. I'm gone now, but can you tell your neighbor, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. but I'm still God's child. I'm still weak. But let me tell you what the enemy does when they sow tares among the wheat. It does not stop you from being wheat. But if it had not been for the enemy, I could have been a little wheatier. I could have been a little stronger. I could have been a little wiser. I could have been a little bigger. But the text says that while he slept, the enemy came, sowed tares among them, not only the sowing, but Kim, this text talks about also the growing. I got a couple of questions to ask you. Why does the enemy attack the wheat? Do y'all know there is no value in the wheat for the wheat? In other words, if there was wheat in this glass, there is no value in the wheat. What I'm trying to tell you is there's some water in this glass, but this water in and of itself has no value. I'm the owner of the glass, and every time I partake of the water, it gives strength to my body. It lubricates my vocal cords. It makes me want to run on a little while longer. It helps me to run on a little while stronger. And so the value of the wheat is for the owner of the wheat. What I'm trying to tell you is when the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, the enemy was not trying to destroy the wheat. The enemy was not trying to destroy the wheat. The enemy is only trying to destroy the owner of the wheat. Come here. Y'all flow today. In other words, the enemy does not have a problem with you. Can I get a witness? I said the enemy does not have a problem with you. The enemy does not care what you wear on your body. The enemy only cares about your Father who is up in heaven. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you're going through the battle is not yours. Can I get a witness here? When you look like you can't get well, the battle is not yours. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. I got one more thing to tell you, and then I'm going to shout by myself. Listen to me. You don't have anything that the devil wants. You don't have anything that the devil needs. You don't have power. You don't have strength. You can't wake nobody up in the morning. You can't give life. You can't heal nobody. You can't make it rain when there's a drought outside. You can't make it rain. And when it's raining, you can't make the sun shine. And so the devil does not want you. The devil wants to stop God. But how many of you know today he got all power? He's got all power. And so the Bible says that the servants went to Jesus and say, didn't you sow good seeds, and then you sow it on good ground? The man said, yes. He said, well, I see the tares growing up around the wheat. Do you want us to pluck up the tares where the wheat is? The sower said, no, just keep on doing what you've been doing. I'm gone now. But that's what I wanted to tell you, to just keep on doing what you've been doing. Don't spend any time trying to pluck up what the enemy planted down. Don't spend any time trying to pull up what the enemy planted for you. If God planted wheat, you're wheat in the midst of an enemy. You're wheat in the midst of the storm. I say, can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness? The Lord says, don't pluck up the tares. You might pluck up the wheat. Don't cut down the tares. You might cut down the wheat. Don't attack the tares. You might attack the wheat. Don't stomp on the tares. You might stomp on the wheat. Don't poison the tares. You might poison the wheat. He said, leave it alone. Not only the sowing, not only the growing, but there's one more thing. You got your sowing, you got the growing, and then there's the mowing. Jesus said, leave it alone. I'll pluck it up. I'll take care of it. I got one thing to ask you, and I'm going to my seed. Won't God take care of you? I said, won't God take care of you? Who am I talking to? That's all I gotta tell you. You don't have to do anything but sow and grow. And when the enemy comes, God will do the mowing. He said, keep on doing what you've been doing. If you're singing your song, keep on singing. If you're praying your prayer, keep on praying. If you're on the instruments, stay right there. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't he do it? Has he ever brought you through? Has he ever pulled you through? I said, has he ever pulled you through? Won't God
do it. Won't he do it? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Is there anybody here can say I love the Lord? I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Shake your neighbor's hand and tell him, let the weak, let the tear grow together and stay on the battlefield. Stay on the battlefield. Stay on the battlefield. He's still able. 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 I'm trying to leave you now, but somebody needs to know that he's still able. Ain't he able? Ain't he able? Ain't he able? Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Lift those hands and give God some praise. Lift those hands and tell God thank you. I said lift those hands and tell God thank you. When the enemy tried to take your job, when the enemy tried to take your life, when the enemy tried to take your health, cancer came in, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar diabetes, lost your job, lost your family, lost your friend, but you didn't lose your joy, you didn't lose your hope, you didn't lose your peace. Ain't God good? Oh, I'm just having fun now. Ain't God good? Ain't it good? The doors of the church are open. I done got happy now. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about what he done for me, who am I talking to? Can say he been good to me? I said, who am I talking to? Can say he been good to me? Somebody know he been good. Somebody know he been good. Somebody know he been good. Somebody know he made a way. Somebody know he pulled you through. Did God do it? Didn't God do it? He pulled us through. Pulled us through. Pulled us through. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. I done got happy now because I love the Lord. Who am I talking to that just love the Lord? You wondered why there were tares planted around you.
It's not because you've been bad. It's because God is taking you to another level. And before God can take you somewhere else, He not only has to get your heart right, but He's got to get your character right. Come here, listen to me. Listen. You got to forgive everybody. Yeah. Do you know that? You, me, I, us. You got to forgive everybody.
Amen.
I don't care, Gerald, what they do to you in Texas. I don't care what they do to you in Florida, what they do in Chicago, what they do in Rochester. You got to forgive.
Yes, sir.
Everybody. They even asked Jesus, "Jesus, do you want us to get them?" He said, don't spend your praise time
on
your enemy. Don't spend your worship time on the tares. I don't know what your tares are. I'm looking at people, you work everywhere. And some of y'all don't even want to go to work in the morning because it's tares.
Come on.
Planet around you. But if you expect to reap a harvest, you got to sow some seeds. And you got to sow your seeds on good ground.
Amen.
You got to change that atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
You got to walk in on your job and you got to see things change because you and the good Lord showed up. You can't keep quitting. You can't keep walking out. You can't keep throwing in the towel. You can't keep saying, "I ain't going no further." You got to go on further.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you got to look the enemy in the face. Lift those hands to God and say, "I'm still here.
Yes, sir.
I'm still at Xerox. I'm still at Kodak. I'm still at Rochester City School District. I'm still at Strong. I'm still at Highland. I'm still driving the bus." You got to look the devil in the face and tell him, "I'm still the doctor. I'm still the nurse. I'm still the school teacher. I'm still the plumber. I'm still the electrician."
Yes, sir.
And the reason I am is because I'm still God's child.
Yeah.
I'm still God's child. Lift your hands and give God some glory. Clap your hands and give God some glory. Give God some glory. The doors are open. If there's somebody today, you almost didn't come to church because there are tares planted around you. And you're having a hard time with your harvest because you've been blaming yourself. Because while you slept, the enemy came.
Yeah.
While you were at church, the enemy came. While you were praying and fasting, the enemy came, and you just don't understand why.
Yes, sir.
You think that every time bad stuff happened to you, it's because you've been bad. It's not because you've been bad. It's because God is doing a Job on you. I say sometimes God does a Job on you. He considers you and He wants to grow you and He wants to take you to a higher height. Who am I talking to today? The doors of church are open. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you join this church today? And why don't you be one of those that's growing? One of those that's sowing. Yeah.
Just what He said.
Everybody, the doors are open.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. Boy.
Who am I talking to that know he's able? He's able.
Oh, he's able. Do it again, say. Just what he said he would do. Gonna fulfill, gonna forgive
every
promise to you.
So don't give up on God.
Give up on God.
God bless you. Yeah.
He's able.
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 He's able. Just kind of, while he's singing that, just find somebody to touch. Find somebody to touch and tell him he's able.
He's able.
Look him in the face and tell him
he's able.
He's able.
He's able.
No matter the circumstances. Look him in the face and tell him he's able.
He's able.
Don't know what you're going through, but he's able. He's able.
He's able. The devil is a liar.
He's able.
God will supply.
He's able.
God, he will do it.
He's able.
Don't give up on God,
for he won't give up on you.
He's able.
I want to leave you in that same spirit, knowing that God is able.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, as we move into Harvest Week, a time of sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
Whatever from this point on in your life the enemy throws at you, you tell him he's able.
Yeah.
He's able. God. One Sunday away from Harvest Week. There are placards outside. Please, ma'am, and please, sir, you know what to do. You've done it for years now. get the placards and tell everybody Harvest Week is October 3rd through the 5th, through the 7th. October 3rd through the 7th. Monday night is family and friends night. You are to empty the house, empty your street on Monday night. Tuesday night is youth night. Bring your sons, your daughters, your nephew, Boo Boo, Pee Wee, JoJo. Bring them Tuesday night. Wednesday night is women's night. Every woman, mama, sister, auntie, niece, daughter, everybody, goddaughter, stepdaughter, won't daughter, that's Wednesday night. Thursday night is going to be the biggest night because it's men's night.
Amen, amen.
It's men's night on Thursday night. Every man that you know, bring them Thursday night. Friday night is the night, y'all finish that, is the night in white. Y'all already know. It's no surprise to Mount Olivet. You know how beautiful this place is going to be. And you know how beautiful you look in white. Tell all your friends to put the white on Friday night. God bless you. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, able to present us faultless before an all-wise God, to him be power, dominion, and majesty, now and forevermore, until we meet again. Shall we all sing together?
Amen.